And here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending where you are and where you're joining us from. We're really happy and eager for you guys to be with us in this amazing episode. And today we are really having some amazing guests joining us as we speak. They are there in the back room. So I'm really, really excited. So my name is Rudy Shushani. I'll be our host of this collaboration between DX Talks and ABC Conclave. I'm an award-winning founder of Crypto Talks and DX Talks. We are the digital leaders platform. So without further ado, let me introduce the topic today: the future of work. Will DAOs replace bosses? And we're going to see a little bit about the DAOs, NFTs, cryptocurrencies, and so many other things. So this is our third episode. Of Let's Talk All About Crypto 2024 Season 2 talk show. This is of ABC Conclave, brought to you in collaboration, as mentioned, with DX Talks and ABC Conclave. So today, ABC Conclave is the world's largest conclave and one of the most prestigious events and conferences that is happening for the second wave in Dubai and in Bangkok. It's scheduled on the 11th and 12th of October and 7th and 8th of November in Bangkok. This extraordinary event really combines gaming, esports, FOMO lounge, transformative networking opportunities, and blockchain-driven hackathons. So make sure that you are attending and dive into this really immersive journey featuring insightful Web3 conferences and a lot more. There will be a lot of more than 5,000 attendees from across the globe. To know more of this event, visit www.abcconclave.com. And I'm gonna also put it down in the description and on the screen. So without further ado, let me take my guests quickly. Jimmy and CryptoHead, I'd like to welcome you on our talk show today. Jimmy, if you don't mind introducing yourself, and then we'll jump into CryptoHead.
Awesome. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you, ABC Conclave and DX Talks, of course, for the opportunity. So I'm Jimmy Ibrahim, co-founder and head of business development at Oasis X. I'm an avid angel investor and entrepreneur. I've been in the crypto space since 2016. And reside now in Dubai, where as Rudy was saying, leading kind of the digital innovation through our startups, and just adding to the community and to the growth of this industry. And really appreciate having me on board.
Perfect. CryptoHead, if you don't mind introducing yourself also.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Chris, aka CryptoHead. So I've been involved in the crypto space since 2016. Before where we are now, it's a totally different space compared to where we were before. So I've been involved in trading, in development, in consulting, and now basically I'm doing most everything at the same time. So every field in the space, we are touching it in a way or another. And we are happy to see the space growing and happy to be with you today.
It is growing. It has grown extensively since the last years. So I think we're really fortunate to witness it from early beginnings, which is super early, even though the ecosystem has been there for around 14 years or 15 years now. So let me go into generalities of understanding about DAOs. And DAOs is something for our audience. It's a new way of running your company. If you have today directors, if you have people who are voting, deciding, taking decisions, and trying it the old-fashioned way, things has changed with the rise of blockchain. So now you can govern your company using blockchain governance system, which is developed to distribute decision-making, management, and entity ownership. All of this using wallets pre-coded codes and pre-coded decision-making in the heart of the organization. So with that pre-coded autonomous thing, people hold tokens, and then those tokens actually are the representation of the management decision and the decision-making process. So this is in a brief so that people are aware. So imagine the future of organizations, especially with a DAO perspective, added to that perspective of AI in the near future and merging these two together for a better decision making. And this is where I'll jump to Jimmy. Or actually, this question is for both, because I want to hear different perspectives. And I know each one of you have a different perspective. How will DAO change the traditional hierarchy structure of organizations, potentially eliminating the need of traditional leaderships? Will it? And will decentralized decision making happen through consensus based process? What's your take on that point?
I'll go ahead and start, Chris, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So the concept of a DAO, as you were saying, is basically disrupting this hierarchical structure of organization in a way where it removes the centralized authority, right, and replaces it by collective governance. So instead of having like a pyramid or a triangle where there is always one decision-making body or a board, as you said, it becomes, you know, kind of separated or organized in a way where the token holders, which are, you know, we'll deep dive into the technicalities later, but depending on how many tokens people hold, they have this voting power. And then whenever a decision comes up or a certain direction that the company needs to take, the vote happens. Automatically, the decision gets done, and then the direction or the change that is looking to be done is affected directly. So there is this kind of speed and, you know, how do we say, like, fairness in between all of the voting parties. Now, decisions are made through consensus, as you said as well, Rudy, with each having a voting power. Smart contracts, which automate the processes and the decision and the execution. Leadership roles, if needed, right? So those are transparently voted upon as well. So minimizing the top-down control, as we said, and more of a like lateral structure. And then this will foster more inclusivity and more participation, maybe larger boards, depending on, you know, how many DAO members are there. And I feel that it really democratizes any kind of voting activity that happens within a company or a business or a body of people.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. I'll jump to Chris. Chris, what's your take on DAOs? Conservatively.
It's controversial, to be honest. I have a different take on DAOs because, look, to be honest, when the concept of DAO was introduced and needed, is, as you mentioned, is we need to, the ethos of the blockchain and the Web3 is to have decentralization, and we want everyone to be participant. There is no one central entity. So this was the ethos, and the only way was supposed to be, and this DAO concept was introduced by Vitalik also, and we've seen the first major DAO issue that happened was in 2016, where we had the DAO hack and we had to fork Ethereum, and because of that we have Ethereum Classic and the current Ethereum. So the DAO is the DAO concept, which is the on-chain governance, is evolving, and still till now it's in progress, as if we are still in progress in the Web3 adoption.
It's still a baby.
Yeah, it's still in the progress in the early stage. So I see it's a cool concept, but there is many hurdles and many issues that are arising, and we're learning from these. And just we need to understand, because I see like some project, they really need a DAO to vote in order to govern the project. But other project, they have a token where it does not have any utility. And then they say, okay, in order to give it utility, let's create a DAO and you can vote. So it became a little bit more diluted, the concept of DAO, because of that. So it just this is one of the issues that we're facing, along many other issues. But the main idea and the concept is is idealistic that we want to get there. I don't think we are still there, but we are in the progress of learning how we're going to do this on-chain governance.
Okay, I like the different points of view, and I'm wearing one of ArtDAO ArtFest merch, you know, and specifically, it's not specific, but it happened today. As presumably they were supposed to start as a DAO, but I think the major elements of a DAO is not there until this point of time, and this is a very close project which I'm part of and I'm following, but yet. If we look elsewhere, it's still there, and I think in its infancy going forward, how it's gonna be, how it is really gonna be, as simple also, because the complexity behind it is also a big question. So this brings me to another question. How will this advancement in blockchain technology, smart contracts, and other technologies enable the creation and operation of those DAOs and shaping that development, and most importantly, the adoption? Because we've seen it so far, it's hard, it's not easy. Chris, you have developed a lot on the NFT space, crypto space, blockchain space, and I'm sure you've touched somewhere along the line, testing out on DAOs. Is it going to be that much of an easy ride? Or as you mentioned earlier on, it's not, and it's going to be different?
Yeah, to be honest, because we have done work on multiple ways to vote. And still till now, we are following one way of voting on chain. And I can tell you, I've seen multiple projects, they are stuck in a place where they say, okay, at this point, what we can do, we can open it out and let the community decide, because we are not able to take the decision and they are not able to progress the project forward. But I've seen, in my opinion, now if someone really wants to build a fair way to vote in a DAO, it needs to be designed from the ground up. So he's building the project from the beginning in a way where it will be governed in a, not build the project, progress in a, get to a stage where you are stalling and then decide to add a DAO. Because the major issue, one of the major issue of a DAO is, for example, you need to vote, and the token holders are the vote, the people who votes. Based on how many token you hold, it's your voting power. And we have whales where they are, they manage the biggest amount of the token holders, and they can sway the decision of the voting easily. Recently, there was exchanges. Most of these exchanges are holding most of the token, and some communities, they were arguing, we don't want to allow the exchange to come and vote because they are not representative of our decision. And then the community came and said, if you don't want the exchange to vote, you should take your token out of the exchange. And argument is back and forth. So if really someone is looking to have a DAO, proper DAO governance, they really need to work on the way to decentralize the token holders, which is a very tough thing to do. But this is one of the ways that can help the way to have the decision making fair.
Jimmy, what's your take?
Now, just building off of what Chris was saying, there are two ways to kind of structure, how to deal with the token holders, whether it be the more tokens you have gives you more voting power, or you can limit voting to wallets. Now, you'll tell me, okay, maybe somebody has 10 wallets and he can vote from all of them. And that is also true. Now, if there is a way where, just to make it a bit more fair, to kind of, as we say, dox, right, the people that are holding the wallets that have this voting power, and then not give power to the people that hold more tokens, but just give them one wallet, one vote, to be able to vote for. That maybe kind of levels out what you were saying, but you're completely true that we live in a world that is kind of, the strength of the more powerful, and where, of course, people that have more funds that can hold more tokens will end up having a bigger, vote. But I mean, as you said as well, Rudy, it's still in its infancy. I feel like blockchain governance and decentralization of the kind of decision-making process within companies is the way to go. Now, what it does do as well.
Please go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll ask you.
Nothing. I just wanted to say that, you know, if we go with what Chris was saying of kind of not coming with a DAO structure in a time where it becomes harder to implement, if implemented in the right time as you're launching, it will improve the scalability of any kind of, you know, project, business, brand, whatever would need kind of a voting power. So I really hope that we reach a time where this is a bit more straightforward.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. Before you jump, Chris, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Have you thought of a DAO governance structure in Oasis X?
Okay, so when Oasis X was poised to be the leading NFT marketplace in the region, focusing on the MENA mostly, we did actually think of a way to kind of give the community the ability to vote on certain directions for the platform, the marketplace, implementing new blockchains, which ones would make sense and why. You know, just because we were a very community-centric platform, which, you know, goes back to the whole ethos of Web3. But now that we've become kind of a Web3 enablement platform, whereas now we partner up with businesses and brands and we offer them white-labeled solutions to the pain points that they have, I don't feel like there is, you know, that kind of structure. Minute.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
We're fine. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, so just because we're back. Kind of pivoted and we really kind of take a business or a brand or a company's pain points and surgically create white labeled solutions for them. So I think we kind of veered off of you know, the ability to take any decisions by hearing, you know, third party votes. But there came a time where we did explore that, yes, for sure.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Chris, I'm going to jump to you. How can DAOs be used to democratize the access to financial services, or not just financial services, maybe financial DeFi, dApps, you know, all of those? Possibly, and they are all built, by the way, and started with Ethereum, most of those concepts. What's beyond Ethereum?
Just also to touch upon what I'm talking about, the DAO, and maybe to have to know who's behind the holders of these. And this is where I think the concept of on-chain KYC, which is, I'm not for it, but might be helpful, at least for the voters that really want
to verify one person.
Not, I don't want to verify the ID. I want to verify the humanity, so proof of the humanity instead of proof. At least I'm about it. It's not multiple.
Okay, but if he has 10 accounts, if he has 10 wallets, you didn't solve it. That's why you still need that one ID account to kind of solve the issue.
You need to verify. You are buying proof of in a way that with zero knowledge wallets, you need every wallet to the every asset, a different unique ID, not as a human with a proof, ZK knowledge proof of the ID, so that we can, maybe it will solve. But I don't have anonymity on this, the Web3, maybe it's not the only key that are needed. Other ways that I see a little bit avoidable, but this is will explain in Twitter or on X, where the verified tick, you know, that this is a human because he had to have the payment done. Or on Telegram, we have Telegram now, the Telegram Stars user, Telegram Plus, where each yes. user with a user who's paying. So this is a way which, for example, now we are building a lot of Telegram bots. Whenever we are giving hierarchy for the that are verified user that have Telegram Premium, because we assume these are not bots, most probably because of the payment that is behind. So it's in a way this is some of the concepts that can be applied later on for the DAOs. But as you mentioned, to come back to your question, as how to enable this for the financial services, this is the core ethos of the Web3, which is to enable anyone without any knowledge, or you don't need any KYC to participate in the financial system. In fact, I was like explaining this core concept 2 days ago regarding like the core ethos of the Web3. So, and that one of the way, just to give you the governance, but Web3 and the blockchain gives you the 16-year-old, or as a person that does not have a bank account in a country that is embargoed, to participate in a global financial system with any need to any proof. So this should not be how DeFi, but the way to governance DeFi. If you remember, we had an issue, which is one of the biggest swap, where one of the big holders, it was, they got the biggest airdrop from the Uniswap token. The way to bring change, and all the other voters were against that, but they had the majority of it. So they were able to the problem. So this stuff sometimes is okay. As fairness, he should be able to do that. I think the voting design, just you have more with, I don't know, the same process many other project from ground planning, that this will now it will be not be the biggest way voting, but that to enable one also to participate in the vote and in the decision making, and it should be this way, like even if I own one, the ability to participate or sway the decision. Also, to just to add on top of that, there is the delegation issue. Most of the where delegate their token to other holders and they are going to vote, which is one of the issues that I don't think can be some either delegation or some other way. This is where some of delegated to other voters, for example, because I don't need to be following up every day. Sometimes there is every week, 2-3 okay. times some of these time in this part.
Very good, very good. Thank you. I'll jump back to Jimmy and try to see if you want to add anything to Chris, and also answer, can members of a DAO, since they own an NFT, can that represent their stake in an organization? Is that NFT is part of this? And can this ownership be grant voting rights, access to exclusive content, or other benefits? Just to understand more about possibility of using NFTs and DAOs.
So basically what an NFT is a smart contract, right? It's giving you a digital asset that, you know, you can give it whatever, you know, function you want it to have. So basically if a DAO is built on the structure of NFT holders having, you know, this power of voting, granting, you know, the governance to a certain business, then yes, of course, ownership of NFTs may provide access to exclusive content as well, services, rewards, and you know, that's actually the core of how we are building loyalty programs for businesses and brands. So the digital asset or NFT that they hold would make them a stakeholder in future rewards, you know, and unlike traditional equity as well, NFTs can provide transparency and dynamic or dynamic ownership, you know, representation. So as a proof of ownership, having this NFT, you can enter, you know, a vote and then cast your vote. Now, what that can allow as well is it can enhance the DAO's kind of ability to manage equitable participation, right? And reward these contributors for voting. That gives them an incentive then, as Chris was saying, that maybe you can't, be on top of every vote that happens in case there are many a week. But if you incentivize people that do actually vote with maybe along the lifetime of the company, a certain, exclusive service or content or reward or event that they can attend, then that also can, keep them loyal to the voting capabilities that they've been given.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. I think we're seeing the future unfolds as we speak in the current moment, though it's still early, and possibly there's not much of scenarios, as we understand, that are being implemented also. And then I'm going to ask you later on if you've seen a successful DAO throughout the past years and so on. I think we lost Chris somehow, or he closed his camera. Are you here, Chris? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So can DAOs be used to create a new economic model and create opportunities? Do you think there's a technology, if implemented well?
Yeah, definitely. Even now, it's creating. Web3 ethos and ecosystem is giving the power for the users. Where are you from and what is your nationality? So DeFi and the on-chain technology is creating new economic model. We are in a totally different age. Even these days, we are seeing President creating a new DeFi protocol as part of their campaign. So I truly believe that we are in the phase where I was in a conference 2 days ago. It was all banking system. All the banking system, they are learning DeFi and they want to see how to incorporate it into their systems. But the only thing is I don't want to see that we are taking what is in the web centralized and just putting it on chain, but keeping in the same way. And this is where DAOs can solve the issue by having governance, not by the team, but by the people. Just to chime in on, you can see that the issue with the current vote, if you did vote, but that is not on chain, not even on chain. Any of the protocol, I'm not saying, but many, we just wallet, we are fetching the data and seeing how the whole. This the voting and this not happened on chain, and there's no transaction. And one of the issue was what my transaction was on protocol, like we were $10 just to configuration. So it's gonna cost 20 recently, for example, that they are launching their chain because it was off chain and it will be with zero fees. So stuff is happening, coming more and on chain at least, because this is a chain if we are on a blockchain. A way to addressing, but it's happening. And one of the issues that happened in for think when it was, and the voting of there was against. Because voting is now on just shows you that of this process, but the implementation of this vote is still the implementation or not. It's not like automatic implementation.
Of yeah, yeah. The process. There's no full decision, right?
Yeah, it's just a decision. So yeah, we want the team to unlock their token, but still we unlocked them. We sold them.
Let me ask you a different question in a different way. Do you think where DAOs were initially created on Ethereum, and because of one of the technical issues, Ethereum is the problem, one of the issues for it to scale or to be adopted on technicality perspective? I know there's a lot of things, but on one aspect of things.
I don't think,
because voting, when you mentioned voting $25 per vote, for me to be able to vote because of gas fees or whatever, you know, that doesn't bring me adoption. So that's the part I'm trying to tackle.
Have been the, I'm not blaming it, have been, but could have sold it. That's why they were doing voting off chain. It's been one of the issues, but we have many other chains that has very low fees and still the vote chain. So it might have been before, and I think related to DAOs, related just to I'm not, but the EVM plagued our industry since the beginning, and the EVM meeting, everyone needs to feel virtual machine. This is like plagued us written now, but it's a major, it's being solved, and there is way, way but swayed the and the growth in.
Very interesting. Jimmy, I'll jump lastly to you, and then we'll have a general questions. Do you think DAOs can create tokens that are backed by NFTs, not the other way around? Can this provide additional value to DAOs tokens, an incentive maybe to participants?
Yeah, so DAOs basically can integrate NFTs to provide unique value to each of their tokens. So let's say memberships, the membership badges, I mean, like what we have on Twitter, like the tick or exclusive assets that are, you know, related to voting bodies within the DAO. Now, NFT-backed tokens can offer rewards, profit sharing, or even voting rights to participants. So an NFT can be given, you know, this kind of, you know, value. And this integration can basically encourage engagement and long-term participation within the DAO. And tokens, NFTs, actually, NFT tokens can create multiple layers of utility, which drives basically a more robust ecosystem for a company.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. Guys, I'm just gonna try to start winding down. What do you think, in your opinion, and what do you recommend for DAOs to be able to start seeing more implementation, successful implementations, and maybe a change is needed for the DAOs to be successful, or to be actually more implemented, or to be adopted by the bigger sum of projects. What's your advice? What's your take on this? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So, I, like early on, if someone is planning to build a DAO, let them start from the ground up as a DAO, and have the from the beginning voting as much as possible. There was a DeFi project, they tried to do that, and they tried again of these projects. And we are learning, we are in a process of growing and and changing the way that these DAOs are happening. For example, MakerDAO, the biggest stable coin, and the that they to Sky Money during token, recently organizing the event, and also this is a new on what they learned against. Also for that way to and the governance is the and we are seeing now with they are to do the share of the holders. So now you are as if you are in the stock market where you get part of the revenue of the company. The ways that can incentivize people to hold the tokens, and if you vote and you participate in the voting, you don't get the return of the of the of the protocol. So this will incentivize to vote and be participate outwards, participate in votes. But if I don't participate, I will not get return, and the revenue share is part of shared for the holders. And also the main thing is to be user friendly. I think it's getting there. We are getting a lot of improvement in the UI, but use of the easy not to be still complicated, still on chain, and it takes effort for now to do it. But it's on the way.
Perfect. Thank you. Jimmy, what's your last take on this?
Yeah, just building on what Chris was saying. So a couple of things I'd like to see for DAOs to kind of be a bit more usable. One, as Chris was saying lastly about user friendliness. So something we've learned with Oasis X is that most people, if we want to kind of adopt or to get the next billion users to adopt blockchain, is to abstract this whole layer from their perspective, right? So creating the DAO in a way where there isn't such a technical barrier for the everyday user to be able to just give them a simple vote, yes or no, or you know, if there are different answers to the vote, but also to focus on incentivizing the user for voting, as you know, Chris was saying that okay, let's say this decision can yield certain returns if going that direction. If you vote, you get access to that return. If you don't, then you don't. So that is a good way. Or even if it's a yes or no or black and white decision, to give them some incentive in a way where they will be attracted to vote more. And then thirdly, and you know, maybe in today's world, it's a bit hard to kind of develop something like that, but to just tackle the problem, which is, okay, what is the management or is the DAO actually going to take the decision or go down the direction after a vote, like what Chris was saying about Arbitrum, that they didn't end up staying true to their word, is to kind of govern by code a certain decision that was going to be going left or right in a way where automatically once the vote is casted and done, for that to be implemented automatically without anyone's kind of permission. So that would make it a bit more fair, a bit more true to the whole concept of democratization and voting. And yeah, I'm excited to see what the days ahead have to hold, but I'm positive that the DAO as a structure, a lateral structure instead of a, you know, a pyramidal or top down, is the way to go, and I hope to see more of it in the future.
Thank you guys for making the time. I know you're busy schedules, and we'll see you soon on the ground. As we say, in October 11 and 12 is really gonna be starting the season of all of the blockchain events with ABC Conclave, and we'll see you soon. Thank you guys. With that, as you have seen, DAOs, will they release us from bosses or will we be our own boss? This was today's session. Hopefully we were able to answer you. So thank you all for your participations today. We're unable to accommodate any more questions. There was many discussions happening in the chat. We must conclude this session. We hope you found this talk show insightful and informative. If you have any additional questions, don't forget, you can you can talk to us at any point of time and contact us on the YouTube website, social media, or any other platforms. But before we wrap up, I'd like to remind you that we have the 50% discount code on ABC Conclave for all of those that attended today. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you with our next episode and next talk show. That will be coming very soon. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and insightful conversations on the latest topics and innovation. Follow us on our social media and follow the updates on our talk show with ABC Conclave and DX Talks. Until then, take care and see you soon. This is your host signing out, Rudy Shushani. See you soon.